I'm viewing my thoughts as a train. What a silly thing. I'm viewing my thoughts as a train. I can always jump on the train, or I can just watch it. I view my thoughts as a train. They go along. Oh, the train is a very forceful thing. It's very powerful. It has a lot of energy in it. The engine pulls it along, and it's a big, powerful engine to pull all those cars up and down hills and across prairies and across cities and across the world. Yes, I view my thoughts as a train, and I can jump on, or I can just watch it. Now, as I look at my thoughts as a train, what am I seeing? What am I seeing as I look at my thoughts as a train? Am I seeing everything being beautiful and good? Am I seeing that the train is a wonderful experience? Really, I can go quite a bit further than that. I can look at the train and say, this is a passenger train. This is the passenger train carrying cars, carrying people back and forth. This is the bullet train in Japan that goes so fast. This is a train traveling across the United States from New York to Los Angeles. The people on it are having such a good time. They're riding, they're enjoying themselves. They don't have to drive. They don't have to fly. They get on the train and they have their seat and they can get up and walk around. And the way is never rough like it is in the air sometimes, where you have a cloud or you have a wind that comes along and makes the plane jump up and down. And put on your seatbelt, sit in your seats, everybody. We're having a little bit of rough air. They never have that on a train. But view your thoughts as a train. The train is always perfectly going wherever it's going. It's guided pure and straight by the tracks. It achieves its goal. It's stopping at different stations for people to get on and off. It has meals served on the train and very luxuriously. It has sandwiches served on the train for those who don't want to buy meals. And then you can also bring your own lunch along and your own bottle of wine. I love it when I'm in Europe and I'm riding on the trains, because there you can have all sorts of things. You even bring your dog and your cat with you on the train. They love pets in Europe. Well, we love them here too. But I view my thoughts as a train. They go along perfectly, directly to a point that I say from and to, and the journey is lovely. The rain may be outside, the snow may be outside, the wind may be blowing outside, but inside this cubicle, inside of this train car, it's warm and toasty and lovely. And I can sit and read a book and be undisturbed, or I can have a conversation with friends, but my thoughts are like a train. I can allow them to be distracted. I can allow them to be in a most pleasant circumstance, or I can allow them to be fearful. Oh, we're going into a snowstorm. Are we going to be safe? You don't ask that on a train. You know that your train is always secure. You know that your train is always doing exactly what you want it to do. And you can jump on the train, or you can watch it. And most of the time, with our thoughts, we're watching it. We're watching it, and as we are watching it, we can be mindful in watching it. And that mindfulness that we have in watching the train is capturing from that train experience anything that we want to put into it. Now, if we say we had an uneventful journey, we were reading our book, and we were listening to our iPod or our iPad, we were working on our computer, we were listening to music, we were doing whatever, we watched whatever we watch, and it's wonderful. We're in control. A train is a little more pleasant, you might say, than an airplane, because an airplane You're forced to watch the movie hanging down overhead, and you're forced to do this and that, and you're worried about whether you're going to have a smooth landing or whether you're going to have a bumpy landing, because who knows what the crosswinds are at the airport, and all those things. But on a train, you are mindful of watching that train and seeing it going perfectly where you want to go. Now, you don't have to be on the train. You can just be watching it. And as you watch it, you wrap it in your pure white light of love. You don't think things are going to happen. Although things happen on a train just as much as they happen in an airplane or any place else, but you don't think of that. You think it's something you can readily understand. Oh, not as much as you can understand walking, or as much as you can understand driving your own car, or as much as you can understand going on a bus, perhaps. But a train is something that is going from point A to point B, and it is doing so in its most pleasant, beautiful, wonderful way. We don't even think about it. We don't even think of how the train is moving. We don't even think of how it's achieving its goal. We don't even think of that. The only thing we think about is that the train is like our thought, and our thought is going unthought about. our thoughts are happening without our giving them any thought, we think. But at all times, we are giving thoughts to it. As much as we are looking at the train as our thought, we are thinking of all the activities that a train goes through. We are mindful of what it is doing. Now, we can take our mind and say, the train is operating perfectly. It's an ideal train. It has a record of getting where it's going all the time. It's a rare thing that something gets on the track and causes a train crash. It's a rare thing for a bridge to fall down. It's a rare thing for any... I don't concentrate. I don't put my thought on any of those negatives. I put my thought on the idea that it's an ideal train trip. I don't say have a safe journey, because if I say have a safe journey, I am putting room there for an unsafe journey. I'm saying have a good time. You say, well, you're having room there for not having a good time. Yeah, but to have a good time does not make people think of not having a good time. To be unconditionally loving does not have people think of being conditionally loving. To be a lover, you don't even think of the possibility of not loving. Do you have someone you love in your life, in your world? Are you mindfulness of the lover that you have in your world? Are you totally in charge? Do you think they don't love you? You don't care. You love them. Truly, the finest and the highest and the most wonderful love in the world is the one-sided love, where you love because it's your nature to love, and you love with all your heart and soul and being. You love because that's who you are. You don't love because you want them to love you. You don't love because you want to have them in your world. You want to manipulate them. You want to have them be under your aegis and control, where you say, this is my husband or wife. This is my beloved. This is my beloved child. This is my beloved world. This is my beloved house. Those are all nice things to say, but they're all very limiting. Because you're loving outwardly rather than loving inwardly. And if you love inwardly, you love the divine in all these things. You love the divine starting out first in yourself. And as you love yourself, inside yourself, you find that there is no greater love than loving yourself and loving your creation, expecting nothing in return. A father does not expect the child to give back to the father the love the father gives to the child. The father loves that child because it's his creation. It's his dream. It's his delight. The child is his relationship, his wonder. The same with the mother. A mother doesn't care for a child and raise a child and train a child in the way that it'll go because she wants the child to respect her for doing this. She doesn't even think about respect. She just thinks that she is the ideal picture of the ideal mother with the ideal child and loving the ideal circumstances that the mother and the child are in together and will be in together forever, because she is a way shower to the child of that unconditional love, and that child will not depart from that way. You and I will not depart from the way. We view our thoughts as a train, and we see the train chugging along. We see the train accomplishing its goal. Now, we can get on that train, and we can experience whatever it is, or we cannot get on. If the train is going where we want to go, we can get on. If the train's not going where we want to go, we don't get on. Are you going on the train to Alaska? Are you going on the train to South America? Are you going on the train to Florida or to California, to Chicago, New York? Where are you going on the train? Are you going on the train because it's taking you where you want to go? Well, let's view our thoughts the same way. Are our thoughts taking us where we want to go? Are our thoughts being what we choose to have them be? Are we mindfulness of our thoughts? Do we have our mind totally embossed, engrossed, and totally enfolded, totally wrapped up in all that's good? Are our thoughts the representation of the ideal me, the ideal you? Yes, 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 the ideal. Oh, nobody can be the ideal. Oh, yes, you can. In your thought, you can be as ideal as you choose, and nobody will object to it because they don't know what you're doing. But they will know what you're doing by how you live your life. And how you live your life is how you think your thought. If you think your thought from the ideal inner self, you're on that speed train that zips across Japan with the speed of light. And how wonderful that is. You're on the new experiences that are taking us and making us feel weightless when we're in space. We are able to do all of the wonderful, glorious things that life has for us because we are mindfulness of what direction we want to go, how we want to get there, and who we are. Would you go anywhere that you didn't want to go? Well, now that's foredrawn. Would you go into a fire pit? Would you go into a volcano? It's too hot. No, not really. Would you go into, jump in the middle of the ocean and swim to shore? Well, that's just a bit stretching it. No, I wouldn't do that. See, there's lots of things we wouldn't do. Would you jump out of an airplane without a parachute? Well, now, that's crazy. Yes. But would you do those things? And no. You would only do that which is for your highest and best at all times. Now make it to the most tiny thought, to the grandest thought that we have. And know that you always do what is for your finest and best. You choose the train you're going to get on. You choose that thought system that you're going to get on. You know that your train is going to comfortably drive you across the country and take you by many things. You can look out the window and see scenery that you don't normally see. You can listen to your iPad, and you can work on them and bring. You can read your Kindle. You can do all the things you want to do. You can have all of the gadgetry that life has to offer. And you can watch your own movies. You can watch your own family movies. And you're in another area of the world. And you're looking at your computer, or you're looking at your iPod or your iPad. And you're seeing videos of your family. And you're there with them right then. That's the train you're watching while you're on the train, while you're on the plane, while you're on the submarine or the ship or whatever you're on, while you're on the bus. You are having a wonderful time. And life is filled with joy and peace and harmony. And it is the way to fly. It's your choice, totally your choice. Are you mindfulness of what you're thinking of? Do you view your thought as a train? You can jump on that train or just stand by and watch it. Are you mindfulness in watching the train? By choosing what the train is to experience and how it's to experience it? That's up to you, totally. It's up to you, always. And it's up to you because you are the creator of your world. Be the creator of your world now and know that your life is more magnificent than anything you ever dreamed possible, because now you are observing it objectively and you are observing it with all the love in your heart, in your soul, in your being. Oh my goodness, unconditional love is grand. And I shower you with my unconditional love today and always. I love you. I love you. I love you.